Okay, we are now continuing in the 10th parak of Masech School, and we are up to parak Yod, Mishnah Gimel. B'charshin sarif b'meiv. You have a b'char animal, so it has kedushas b'char, and it gets mixed up with 100 animals that do not have kedushas b'char, but the animal that has kedushas b'char, you don't have to give zera l'chayim v'keiva. The ones that don't have kedushas b'char, you do have to give zera l'chayim v'keiva. So b'zman shemeya shochtin is kulan, when you have 100 people shechting all of them, meaning there are 100 different owners of these 100 different animals, and everyone's just shechting one animal, potron eskulan. So they're all pater from the Zerah L'chayim Mekeva, because each one could say, maybe mine is the one that's a Bechar, and therefore I'm pater. So I'm Otsim Mechaver Olavaraya, if you want to say that I have to give Zerah L'chayim Mekeva. Echad shechit eskulan, but if one person shechs all of them, potron lo echad, then there's only one that's actually going to be pater, because of all of his animals, he knows that only one is actually a Bechar. Hashochet l'koin l'nechri, if someone shechs an animal for a Kohen, or for a non-Jew, the patim and amatanos. It does not. You're not chayiv in zera l'chayayim v'keiva. V'mishtatef imahen. And if someone became a shutaf with a kohen or a nachri, tzarich sheyirshom. He has to show that it partially belongs to a kohen, because otherwise there will be a maris ha'ayin issue, because it's takapata from zera l'chayayim v'keiva. But you need to make some sort of mark on it, a reshima on it, so that people should realize. So if a kohen sold an animal to someone who's not a kohen, and he said, I'm selling you everything except for the matanos, and it's pater from the matanos because it's still owned partially by the kohen. If someone said to a butcher, sell me the b'nei me'ayim of this cow, and the stomach is part of the b'nei me'ayim, so the keva is part of the b'nei me'ayim, nosel the kohen v'nei menaka lo min adamim. The guy who buys it has to give that keva to a kohen, but the seller doesn't have to take off from the price of what he sells the b'nei me'ayim for, because you knew what's included in the b'nei me'ayim. Lokachem in a b'mishkol, but if you buy it by weight, noson le kohen and menakalo min adamim, then you give the keva to the kohen, but you can't be menakam min adamim, because you were never destined to have that for yourself. Mishnah dalet, gershin is gai v'haisalo parev. Someone converts to Judaism, and he had a cow. Nishchata ad shalom is gayer pater. If he shechted it before he became a ger, he's not chayiv in these matanos. Mishin is gayer chayiv. But even though when he bought the cow, he was a non-Jew, if at the time that he shechted the cow, he was already a Jew, so it's the shas shchita that's koveya, and therefore he's going to be chayiv in zerah l'chayim v'keiva. Safek, if he doesn't know whether it was shechted before or after he became a Jew, pater shem motzi mechaver olav haraya. We follow dine mominus, and the halacha by dine mominus is motzi mechavero olav haraya. So now we're going to talk about Ezehu HaZroah. What is the Zroah? So, min haperek shel arkuva at kaf shel yad. It's there are three sections of an animal's leg. So it goes from the joint of the lower bone, meaning between the lower and the middle bone, to the joint between the upper and the shoulder blade. So it's the meaning. It includes. The two thirds that are higher off the ground of the leg, v'hu shel nazir, and that is also the zroa that we talk about when it comes to the nazir that by shalmei nazir you have to do a waving of the zroa. So that's the zroa that we talk about. Kenegdo beregel shok, and when you're not talking about the foreleg, you're talking about the hind leg. That's the part of the animal that's called the shok. Rabbi Yehuda omer shok min haperek shel harkuva ad sovech shel regel. Rabbi Yehuda says no, the shok is from the joint between the lower and the middle bone to the joint between the middle and the upper bone, meaning it's only the middle section. It's not inclusive of the top section. Ezu lechi, so we said there are three matanos, the zroa, l'chayayim, v'keva. So we just defined zroa. What's lechi? What's l'chayayim? And a perek shalechi ad pika shel gargeras. From the joint of the jaw to the opening of the windpipe, all that area is considered to be the lechi. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if you have a bechor that gets mixed in with 100 regular animals, so if there are 100 different people shechting them, so no one has to give zera l'chayayim the keva because I'm also mechor v'levaraya. But if it's one person that owns all of them, so he's only pater on one of the zera l'chayayim the kevas. If you have a partnership or ownership of a kohen or a nachri, then it's pater entirely. And then the Mishnah went through a few cases of buying parts of an animal that are inclusive of the matanos. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said that if a person converts and he has a live cow and then he shechts it after having converted, he is chayiv in zera l'chayim keva, but if he shechted it before converting, then he's going to be pater, or even if it's a suffik, he's going to be pater. And then we define the zroa as the top two-thirds of the leg of the animal, according to the Tanakhama, and when it comes to the hind leg, that same part is called the shok, but Rabbi Yehuda says, no, on the hind leg, only the middle part is called the shok, not the top two-thirds. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time, we'll pick up with the 11th parak of Mesachas Chulin.